B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
I think you deserve a second date before you even tell me what happened, because my daughter's name is Lucy, and that's a great name. And my mom's name is Lucy, too.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm in good company then.
Yes, you are.
Well,
okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But you're calling us because some guy's not calling you back for a day. So that means you're giving the name Lucy a bad name. So what happened?
I met this guy, Alex, online. And we had, you know how like you're in that period before you meet each other where you're like texting or messaging or whatever they call it.
Yep.
And you're just kind of, you're really in a groove, you know, like he was funny and he, you know, he got my jokes and we kind of like got crude and sort of weird and definitely sexual. And,
okay.
You know,
getting sexual
really
before meeting. I like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
How many pics of him did you, see, and how many pics of you did he see?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to get into it, but things come on a little crazy texting.
Yes!
You know, I could be a little wild child.
So what happened? What happened last time you guys hung out?
You know what? I don't know. And that's why I'm calling you guys, because I'm wrecking my brains. We went on such a, you know, we hung out for almost the entire day. And I really don't understand what happened.
Okay. All right. Well, I want this to work out with you because
I appreciate that.
You're Lucy. That means you have a great personality. So
I'm Lucy.
Hang on the phone and we will try and set this up for you, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Oh, we got to help out poor Lucy. She went on a date with Alex. Well, first of all, before they went on a date, there was a lot of texting. A lot of sexting, a lot of craziness in the texts. Then they went out. They hung out for an entire day. According to Lucy, that entire day's worth of hanging out was great. But was it? Because he's not getting back to her now. We're going to call him up right now. So, Lucy, stay quiet.
Hello?
Is this Alex?
Yeah.
It is Alex. Yes. Listen, okay, a couple things. We're glad you're alive. And secondly, we are calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. You don't know us. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa. But if you would please allow us, just let me finish. Let me finish. And I'll let you, you'll understand why we're calling you. We got a call from a girl, and this girl really likes you, okay? This is a good thing. Beautiful girl. And she wants to take you out on a date, and we'll pay for the date if you're down for the date.
Who?
I'm just going to say her name, and I want you to immediately, first word that comes to your mind, just say it, just so we can get a reaction, just so we can gauge how you feel about this girl.
Oh, man, I'm nervous. Okay.
All right. Clear your mind, and what are you going to say when I tell you the word Lucy?
No, that's the word. No,
no.
I don't care. Oh no, I don't care. I don't care. We're paying for 10 days. No.
Well, hold on. Wait.
Oh man.
Wait. This is the same girl. Hold on, because okay, we spoke to her. She called us, and like there was not one bad thing that she could say about you. So she likes you a lot.
Yeah, man. That's great. But like that was. Worst
state
of my life. Worst
state
of my whole life.
Can you just like
a little dramatic?
Yeah, just like elaborate right. And tell us why. Because just so we can go back and tell, like, if you're not into her, we can tell her you're not into her.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you. So like, we've been talking like a lot before the date. Like, I mean, we were getting pretty nasty in the text messages and whatnot. So we meet up. The moment I see her, she like, look what I got in my hand. And she told me that they were like Viagra or some shit. And she's like, look, man, I want to go all night. You need to take these right now. So I take the pills, right?
Hold on a second. Wait.
So she
hands you pills. You're not exactly sure what they are. Right. You just pop them in your mouth.
No, I mean, I knew it was Viagra. And she's hot. I mean, you'd have done the same thing. So, like, I take it and I think, like, okay, I'm going to take this. We're going to go back to a hotel or, like, one of our places. But then she's like, oh, just hold it real quick. I got a couple of errands. And we do, like, 30 errands, man.
Jesus.
Every time we get back in the car, she's like, oh, wait, I forgot. I got to do that thing. I got to do that thing. I got to pick up the dog at the groomers. And I'm just raging hard on the whole time.
So, wait, so did you end up having sex, though?
No. And look, I know, like, she doesn't owe it to me, but she literally slipped me not one Viagra, two Viagra pills.
Okay, hold on, Alex. Lucy, are you still there? Lucy's on the phone, Alex, by the way.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, hi. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. At the beginning of the date, I really thought that's how it was going to go, and then so many things cropped up, you know? I thought it was cool that he came along with me and that we still had fun. I thought we had fun. I didn't realize
There was no fun.
You know,
there was no fun. I was so scared. Thank God I wasn't wearing sweatpants like I was going to do at first.
Okay, so listen, it was an honest mistake. You gave him some, you gave him a couple Viagras, didn't have time to have sex. Can we do a makeup date here, Viagra free or what?
I cannot
do this again.
Well, I thought, you know, you should have said something to me. Come on, think for yourself, or like if you have a problem, then use your words and communicate.
How you would have said something when I could barely get in through the car door because my dick was sticking out so far. I had to shuffle in. I thought you would have noticed.
He said shuffle in.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, here's the deal. New Year's resolutions are supposed to be a good thing. They're supposed to bring, you know, positive change to your life. They're not supposed to ruin your chance at love. But that is what happens tomorrow morning on your second date update on the 10th. All right, so check it out right here on 96.9.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.